Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 15. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith." This is the text. Last week I mentioned an interesting article that I had read entitled, "God Doesn't Love Everyone the Same." Not that God loves any one of us more or less than he does anyone else. However, he does love you differently. And we see this throughout Matthew's gospel in particular, but we see this with Jesus as he deals with people all the time. When he was confronted with the massive crowd, they were bringing their sick and dying, and he had compassion on them. And he fed them. With so much that there were baskets full of bread left over. That's what they needed. Jesus then goes on and deals with Peter with a different kind of love. As he's out walking on the water, failing to realize that he's being saved all along, as he's sinking down, reaches up and says, "Lord, save me." And out of love for Peter, Jesus had allowed him to sink a little bit. This is what he needed. And then Jesus says to him, "Oh, you of little faith." It may not have been what Peter wanted to hear, but God in his wisdom knew that this is what he needed. We get frustrated with our Heavenly Father, questioning why things are happening to me that aren't happening to other people. Does he love me less? No. He just loves me differently. He knows when I need compassion. He knows when I need healing. He knows when I need comfort. He knows when I need to be fed. And he knows when I need tough love. He knows me better than I know myself. And we see more of this in our gospel reading today. A Canaanite woman from the region of Tyre and Sidon comes out and follows Jesus. And she's crying out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." This is no small statement from her. This is the kind of plea made in faith that was not being seen among the Jews. Really, not even among the disciples at this time. And Jesus doesn't offer a response. And the disciples assume that Jesus remaining silent means that he wants nothing to do with this woman. And so they say, "Lord, send her away." This is the disciples' common response to most circumstances. With the feeding of the 5,000 as the crowd was gathered, what did they say to Jesus? "Lord, send the people away so they can go get fed somewhere else." Then Jesus does speak to the woman. And he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." And she pleads again, "Lord, help me." And again he answers her in words that will not be showing up on evangelism cards at any church anytime soon. He says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Ah, this is that tough love for her that God knows she needs, right? Once again, this is why we need to read God's word in its context. This account of the Canaanite woman, it is connected with Peter walking on the water. And really, this whole section of Matthew is connected, and it's written in a style of writing common in the day. It's called a chiasm. I won't go into how it works, but when you look at it as one big unit, it really works well, and you can see what's important And you can see the connection between these different accounts of Jesus' life as Matthew brings it out. Well, this account of the Canaanite woman is directly a mirror of Peter walking on the water in this chiasm structure. It looks like a big X when you map it out, as you know, when you outline this section. The tough love is more for Peter and the Israelites than it is for this woman. Jesus is teaching his disciples as he is speaking to this Canaanite woman. And the disciples, of course, you know, beg for Jesus to send her away, because why? She's crying out after us. Literally, she's behind us, following us, and won't stop asking for mercy. All throughout Jesus' ministry, and especially in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is seen calling his disciples with the words, "Follow me." The believers are called followers of Christ. One of my favorite books written on Matthew is a book called Follow Me, Discipleship According to St. Matthew. It's written by a former seminary professor from St. Louis who is now deceased. But a fabulous book. It's the whole theme of the book. Follow me, Jesus says. Get behind me. 2 weeks from now, in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16, as we continue progressing through this gospel, we will hear about Jesus when he speaks of his dying on the cross that is coming. And he prepares his disciples. And as he says, "I am going to go to Jerusalem, and I will be handed over, and I will be crucified." And Peter says, "May this never be, Lord." And Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan." The people who oppose Jesus are always trying to stand in front of him. They think they are there to teach him. They think they need to lead him where he needs to go. In our weekly gospel readings throughout this summer, as we've been going through the Gospel of Matthew, the part of the section that we just skipped over from last week's text to this week's text is Jesus dealing with the Pharisees and some other teachers of the law who were confronting Jesus, telling him how things really are and what laws everyone needs to obey in order to be right with God. But the reality of salvation in Christ comes from being behind him. This is the image of the gospel. The law of God is rightfully pointing its finger at your sin and saying, "You are guilty, you are deserving of death and hell." What Jesus has done is to place himself between you and the wrath of the law. You stand behind him. "The Lord is my strength and my shield," we heard the psalmist say in our intro this morning. He is our shield. If you choose to stand in front of Christ so that you can tell him how things are going to be, he can't shield you from the wrath of the law. The perfect law of God demands punishment for the breaking of the law. We can't get around that. All sin is deserving of death. If you break the least of these commandments, you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. Jesus chose to suffer death for you. Jesus chose to stand between you and the sting of death. When Peter told Jesus that him dying on the cross, "Oh, that should never be," Peter was standing on the wrong side of Jesus. He was trying to teach Jesus. Jesus wanted Peter behind him so that he could shield him. And he said, "Get behind me, Satan," out of his love for Peter. The Canaanite woman was behind Jesus, literally following him. asking, begging, pleading for mercy, for help. This is what followers expect to receive when we are behind him. Her daughter was severely possessed by a demon. She was in the clutches of Satan. She needed to get behind Jesus. She needed to be shielded in his protection. This whole section of Matthew's gospel is that it begins and it ends with this mirror image of feeding miracles among the Israelites. And you have baskets of food left over. With the feeding of the 5,000, you have 12 baskets left over. The feeding of the 4,000, you have 7 baskets left over. Numbers mean things, as we saw in Bible class a couple weeks ago, and we're going to talk more about that this morning in our Bible class. In between these two feeding miracles, with this abundance of bread left over, we hear Jesus speak to this woman and say, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Now, don't get too hung up on Jesus referring to her as a dog. It's a play on words. The word dog there is the same, it's the Greek word where we get the word canine from. It refers to a dog. Well, the word for canine in Greek and Canaanite sound a lot alike, especially in the Greek. It's a play on words. I'm sure it was something that was commonly used within this part of the world because dogs were unclean animals. Dogs were outcast from Israel. You didn't have a dog in your house if you were a Jew. Gentiles, they were more friendly with the dogs because they didn't have this ceremonial uncleanness that the Jews recognized. Well, the Canaanites were very much like that to the Jews. According to the word of God, according to the law of Moses, up until this point in time, the Canaanites were like the dogs. They both were ceremonially unclean. They were outcasts. They were outside of the kingdom. Anyone who was not a Jew, who was outside of the house of Israel, was not rightly a part of the people of God. This is going to change. And it's a good thing, because I'm not a Jew, and to my knowledge, none of you are Jewish. We're all Gentiles, just like this Canaanite woman. But notice that she does not attempt to teach Jesus how God's word needs to change, or how that old way of thinking is outdated. Get with the times, Jesus. No, she recognizes the truth of Jesus' words. She was a outcast. She was a Canaanite. And she begs mercy. And she says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs, the Canaanites, eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She sees that God's mercy is so great that the Jews have baskets full of leftovers to feed as many people as necessary, to feed her, to feed her daughter, to feed all who follow Jesus. That was the point of the feeding of the 5,000. We spoke of that several weeks ago. There's enough left over for anyone, even if there was a greater crowd. There's enough left over. The same is true of God's mercy. It is not simply for a small select group. Christ died for all. And there is enough mercy to go around for everyone. Again, in this account with this Canaanite woman, we see the parallels with Peter sinking into the Sea of Galilee. As he's walking on the water, sinking down, he cries out, "Lord, save me." This woman cries out, "Lord, help me." To Peter, Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith." But hearing this woman calling out for the crumbs, the leftovers, the church beyond the bloodlines of Abraham, This pulls from Jesus the reply, "O woman, great is your faith." And her daughter was healed instantly. Like he does for all whom he loves, he gives what is needed. He is our strength and our shield, so that we may follow him and remain behind him in his protection. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.